on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Our main news this lunchtime is about the Southern Rail strikes. Only 16 out of almost 3,000 services are running on the network today as the first of three walkouts this week gets underway. It's the latest in a series of strikes about plans for driver-only trains and has been affecting commuters right across Kent. Jenny lives in Ashford. Her 11-year-old son normally takes a Southern train to school. Today he's had to get the bus instead.
They've got to put something in place, at least for the children, at least for them, so that they're safe, so that they're not stranded, so that they're not confused, and so they've got something just to get to and from school.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's been urging rail bosses to meet with the unions to look for an answer to the problem. He says this disruption can't continue.
I want there to be a settlement, and a settlement which guarantees the safety of the travelling public on those trains, which recognises the contribution made by all staff, but also recognises the performance of Southern as a company has been very poor indeed.
Well, Southern continues to insist the new way of working is safe and is already used across most of the UK's railway network.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating after a 14-year-old girl was hit by a car in Maidstone. It happened as she was crossing Lewes Road at just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The driver stopped at the scene. The girl was taken to hospital with a suspected broken ankle. Police are questioning a 15-year-old girl after the death of a child in York. Officers found the 7-year-old with life-threatening injuries on a grass track next to a house there yesterday afternoon. She was taken to hospital but couldn't be saved. Detective Chief Inspector Dave Ellis is leading the investigation.
Officers have conducted house-to-house inquiries in the area and remain working at the scene while the investigation continues. Specially trained officers are supporting the victim's family at this extremely difficult time for them. Clearly, the circumstances require the investigation to be conducted in a particularly sensitive manner.
The Communication Workers Union says 300 roles will be lost as more post offices are closed and franchised. The company's confirmed it's looking for what it describes as partners for 37 branches, adding to the 93 franchises announced last year. Bailiffs were used more than 36,500 times to recover unpaid council tax in Kent over the last financial year. The figures for 2015-16 are up by more than 3,600 on the previous 12 months. Campaigners say local authorities need to be doing more to help people who find themselves in debt. Our next story this afternoon is about police carrying guns.
I believe that the system we have in this country works where police officers are supported to voluntarily carry a firearm. I think that's right and I think that's appropriate. I don't think that we should be routinely giving them firearms.
That's Kent's Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott. He says he doesn't believe all officers should be armed. Speaking as cops are asked if they would be willing to carry guns and tasers, he says it's a personal choice. Last September, armed patrols were stepped up at Bluewater, the Port of Dover and at Canterbury Cathedral.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A mum from Maidstone has posted on Facebook appealing for information about her daughter who hasn't been seen for 4 days. 15-year-old Shannon Treves' disappearance is out of character and police are growing increasingly concerned. We've tweeted her picture. We are at KMFM News. Get your bobble hats, gloves and scarves at the ready. There's a weather warning for snow in Kent. Forecasters say there's a chance that rain moving across the county on Thursday will turn to snow and could settle in parts. They think there's a chance of disruption on the roads and rails too, with drivers being warned to take extra care. It looks like the World Cup is going to get even bigger. FIFA has approved an expansion from 32 teams to 48 in time for the 2026 tournament. Countries from Africa and Asia are expected to fill the extra slots. Former Man U striker Dwight York supports the idea.
I'm all for the 48, yes, because football is becoming such an, you know, global sport everywhere. Everyone wants a piece of the pie, and it's great to see, but at the same time, we've got to make sure and safeguard that football is the same quality.
And the idea of a car-free day in Canterbury has taken a step forward. City councillors want to promote other forms of transport and help cut congestion and air pollution. Plans are being drawn up, with it looking set to go ahead in September.
KMFM Showbiz.
The BAFTA nominations have been announced this morning. Claire's been taking a look at them.
Damien Chazelle for La La Land.
Ryan Gosling for La La Land.
Emma Stone for La La Land.
The musical continues to dominate awards season, receiving 11 nods. Others to do well include Arrival, Nocturnal Animals and Moonlight, which film critic James King is pleased about.
That's the kind of film that we should be championing at award ceremonies, low-budget films that need help.
British talent in the running includes Andrew Garfield, Naomi Harris and Emily Blunt for her portrayal of Rachel in The Girl on the Train.
I don't care if she's likeable, I just want to make her credible.
The awards will be handed out on the 12th of February.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.